odds with U.S. policy against the payoffs. And Peter, the administration wants an international effort to shut down the terror group's access to money.
Police say they've arrested Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jokhar Tsarnaev's sister for threatening to bomb a romantic rival, a woman once involved with her boyfriend. Investigators say Ilina Tsarnaeva turned herself in New York, was released after being charged with aggravated harassment. Pro-Russian separatists and Russian soldiers are now in southeastern Ukraine. The rebel leader says those Russian troops left their posts voluntarily to fight with them. Reporter Alex Klimanov via Skype from Kiev.
These are regular Russian troops that crossed the border in the very southeastern corner of Ukraine. This has been the area free of the pro-Russian separatists. So in a way, the pro-Russian forces just opened a new front.
Nearly 6 months after Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 vanished, the search takes a new turn further south. New satellite analysis suggests that the plane may have turned south earlier than previously thought. A new concentrated effort is expected to start in a few weeks. A jury has acquitted a southeast Texas man of a revenge murder. David Barajas was accused of the shooting death of a drunk driver who caused the crash that killed his 11 and 12-year-old sons.
I'm still destroyed. I'm missing my sons. It's been a lot of weight lifted, but I'm still hurt.
Brazoria County District Attorney Jerry Yenny says she has no regrets.
Do we believe that Mr. Barajas committed this crime? Yes, or we would have never brought the prosecution.
Reality TV has become too real for the show Cops, a crew member mistakenly shot and killed by police after a fast food robbery in Omaha. The suspect was also killed. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
This morning on WCHL, four suspensions are handed out to members of UNC's football team just 3 days before kickoff. And while the investigation into the incident continues, we ask, when is taking a prank going too far?
I think it's just using your best judgment. You got to use your head and make the best decisions.
Believe it or not, the 2014 elections are just around the corner, and local Democrats say they want to see a big change in the state legislature.
I believe that now is the time that we elect people who care about people.
And the summer months took a hit on jobs in Orange County and across North Carolina. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Harbor Road traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, lots of focus has been given to off-the-field issues for the UNC football team. The coaching staff tries to keep that focus on Liberty. Plus, we'll take a look at the UNC women's soccer team's upcoming trip to the West Coast. The tall order in for the Tar Heels. And
can we please start another football season without more controversy?
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05, we have 65 degrees in Chapel Hill, 64 this morning in Carborough. It's going to warm up to about 92 today. A slight chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Otherwise, a sunny day, but really warm. UNC football coach Larry Fedora announced a suspension of four players on Wednesday for violation of team policies in an off-the-field incident.
We're going to hold all of our guys accountable for everything they do on the field and off the field. And we also have very high expectations for guys in this program, and they didn't meet those expectations.
Cornerbacks Des Lawrence, MJ Stewart, and Brian Walker, as well as Donnie Miles, will sit out the season opener against Liberty this Saturday. Coach Fedora said the decision of a one-game suspension is final. He does not foresee further suspensions for those players on the field. He said he also didn't expect any other players to be added to the list. Coach Fedora wouldn't say more about what the players did that got them suspended, other than violating team policy. He said the investigation by the Office of Student Affairs is still underway.
We're getting at a point where I had enough information where I could make a decision.
He said he's not been a part of that investigation and that the Office of Student Affairs has complete control over it. Lawrence and Walker are starters on the defense, both at the cornerback position. Stewart is the top backup at that position. Miles is a backup at the Ram position, also on defense. What is the difference between hazing and a prank gone wrong? A UNC source close to the football program says the media has the incident the university is investigating all wrong. The source said, quoting here, "This has nothing to do with hazing. It was a prank that went badly, and the kid is horrified that he's been identified. The alleged victim is walk-on redshirt freshman wide receiver Jackson Boyer, who attended East Chapel Hill High School from right here in town. He said a number of his teammates physically assaulted him. The incident was first reported by Yahoo Sports as an altercation between multiple players at the Aloft Hotel on Highway 54 during the first week of August. The football team was staying there during fall camp. Chapel Hill Police Public Information Sergeant Brian Walker says there are no reports of an incident filed in August at the Aloft Hotel. But what's a prank, and what is considered taking it too far? Former UNC offensive lineman Brian Chakos says pranks happen on a regular basis among football players.
When you have that age group of 18 to 21-year-old young adults together and they spend so much time together, it definitely turns into a brotherhood, into a family atmosphere where, you know, I pulled pranks on my older brother. It's the same kind of thing here. You develop such close relationships that pranks are done quite a bit.
He says people need to be smart about how far they go with these pranks.
Can some guys get carried away? Absolutely. Some students on campus get carried away all the time. I mean, our general public gets carried away sometimes with some certain things. So I think it's just using your best judgment. You got to use your head and make the best decision.
And Chakos tells WCHL that hazing is something the coaching staff stresses all the time that there's just not time for.
You're so consumed with school. You're consumed with lifting weights. You're consumed with getting ready, obviously, for Liberty or whoever your opponent is.
UNC has a written statement posted in the student affairs section of its website. It states, in part, UNC expressly prohibits hazing or any activity that puts a student's physical, emotional, or psychological health and safety at risk, end quote. It also defines hazing, but it does not outline a punishment. Head coach Larry Fedora said on Tuesday night after his radio show, Larry Fedora Live, that he wasn't able to talk about the incident until the investigation has finished. Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham and Vice Chancellor for Communication Joel Curran have both said the same thing. Alert Carolina announced yesterday that the university is providing students with a new phone app that acts as a personal safety device. According to a news release, the Rave Guardian Campus Safety app creates an online safety network that allows students to check in with family, friends, Department of Public Safety officers, and other trusted resources for providing assistance on campus and around town. The app includes a timer that alerts public safety and designated friends or family if the timer isn't turned off when the user arrives at an unfamiliar place. Rave Guardian users may also contact UNC Public Safety directly if help is needed, and send text messages, including photos, to report any suspicious activity. A personal smart 911 safety profile on the app may include crucial medical and residential information that can be displayed to UNC public safety officers, as well as 911 centers nationwide when a student is in need of assistance. The app can be downloaded on both Apple and Android devices and is provided free of charge. You can find a link for downloading the app in this story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Seven General Assembly candidates, all but one of them Democrats, answered questions and gave brief campaign speeches last night to an audience at North Carolina Central University. The forum was organized by the League of Women Voters for Orange, Durham, and Chatham counties. And WCHL's Danny Hooley was there.
I believe that North Carolina is at a crossroads. I believe that now is the time that we elect people who care about people.
That's Senator Valerie Fouché, a Democrat representing Chatham and Orange District 23. Fouché was one of seven candidates running for the NC General Assembly in 2014 to attend Wednesday's forum in the H.M. Michaud Jr. School of Education Building Auditorium. There were five other Democrats on the stage, including the building's namesake, House Representative H.M. Mickey Michaud, a Democrat who's represented Durham District 31 for more than three decades. During his five-minute speech, Michaud told student voters that he's pushed, by his estimation, about $500 million of NCCU funding through the General Assembly during his career. He also said that the current Republican majority has set North Carolina back, quote, about 140 years in terms of voting rights for African Americans. He recalled a conversation he had with his friend, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., during the 1960s.
Martin instilled in me one thing. We need political power more desperately than any other group in American society.
Michaud also blasted Republican leaders for cutting minority economic development programs from the state budget. Other Durham Democrats in the forum included Senator Mike Woodard, representing Durham, Person, and Caswell District 22, District 30 Representative Paul Lubke of Durham, and Senator Floyd McKissick Jr. of Durham and Granville, District 20. Lubke criticized Republicans for giving $300 million in tax breaks to, quote, the wealthy, while raising taxes, as he said, on the middle class by adding a 7% tax to movie tickets. Besides Fauci, Orange County was represented at the forum by District 56 Representative Verla Insko. Insko cut into Republicans as well, saying they got it wrong on the economy by believing in a trickle-down theory that, in her words, quote, never worked.
Instead of cutting the fraud and waste, they cut education.
The panel was rounded out by half-turn Representative Robert Reeves II, a Democrat representing District 54 in Chatham and Lee counties, and Herman Joubert, Woodard's Republican challenger for the District 22 Senate seat. Joubert is a substitute teacher and bus driver for Caswell County Schools and the chair of the Caswell County Republican Party. In his remarks, Joubert called the public school system a monopoly that could use some competition. He also made a case for gun rights.
Our founding fathers and the Constitution provided for us the right to keep and bear arms. And that's not anything we should be apologizing about. Any gun, I can place a gun on this table, and as long as it sits there, nobody will get injured.
Fauci's Republican opponent Mary Lopez Carter was not present, nor was Dave Carter, who's running against Insko. Carter and Lopez Carter are married. League of Women Voters of Orange, Durham, and Chatham President Brenda Rogers told WCHL that Representative Greg Meyer of District 50 in Durham and Orange said he could not attend due to a schedule conflict. His Republican opponent Rod Cheney was also absent. You can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A coalition led by North Carolina's NAACP is wrapping up a week of demonstrations at the state capitol with a rally for voting rights today. The rally coincides with the 51st anniversary of the March on Washington, led by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Each of the 7 days of protest focused on a different theme, including labor rights, education, and women's rights. NAACP leaders in several other states are planning protests of their own. North Carolina's demonstrations have been led by the organizers of the Moral Monday protest of conservative public policy going on at the North Carolina legislature. Unemployment rates inched up across the state last month, including right here in Orange County. The local unemployment rate rose from 4.8% in June to 5.3% in July. That's according to the North Carolina Department of Commerce. This is still lower than the statewide rate of 6.9%. Orange County has the eighth lowest unemployment rate in the state, with about 3,900 people looking for work. In the Durham-Chapel Hill metro area, the majority of job losses were in education, health services, and government sectors. Statewide, more than 322,000 workers are currently seeking employment. Officials warn July numbers are preliminary and not adjusted for seasonal variations. August numbers will be released in mid-September. And same-sex couples who want Governor Pat McCrory to keep out of pending litigation challenging North Carolina's gay marriage ban say it's past time for them to have the same privileges as traditional married couples. Gay rights advocates delivered to McCrory's office in Raleigh on Wednesday 5,000 names of people who don't want him to defend the 2012 constitutional amendment approved by voters limiting marriage to a man and a woman. About 6,000 more petitions were delivered on Wednesday to the governor's offices in Charlotte and near Asheville. Attorney General Roy Cooper announced his office would no longer defend the ban after a similar Virginia prohibition was ruled unconstitutional. Graham Dixon of Raleigh married his male partner in New York in 2012. He says it's inevitable that North Carolina's Amendment 1 will eventually be voided. WCHL News Time, 8:16. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're seeing a little bit of an unusual slowdown. It's NC-54 heading westbound right now between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road. If you see anything else that is a little unusual, we'd like your report of that so you can be a WCHL Road Warrior so we can share it with everyone else. Otherwise, things are moving pretty smoothly out there, just the usual morning delays. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely. And Ron, I've been having a little extra fun this morning, reminding people that if you don't usually tune in around 7:50 or so, we do a clean joke of the day every day, and ran across another fun one, which says, a man walks into a bar with a slab of asphalt under his arm and says, "A beer, please. And one for the road."
How many jokes are there that start with a man walks into a bar?
Well, there's one here. It says a dyslexic man walks into a bra.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Well, Grimble Jewelers. Well, you can probably get some good clean jokes from Berkeley Grimble as well. Grimble Jewelers has your engagement ring. You've been thinking about popping the question, and now is the time you've decided. Well, then you need to go to see Berkeley at Grimble Jewelers. They're always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro Weather, brought to you by UNC Athletics. And we'll tell you about a very special deal coming up in just a moment here. 65 degrees, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain, and our low tonight in the upper 60s. Now, tomorrow, partly sunny, not quite as warm. Still got that usual slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day, and the high in the upper 80s. And in case you're wondering about the weekend, we'll have partly sunny skies on Saturday, high upper 80s. Saturday night, low about 70. And on Sunday, we'll get a 30% chance of rain in here and the high in the upper 80s.
This is Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
And that special offer I was talking about just a moment ago, Carolina football, as you know, is kicking off the season this Saturday at 6 p.m. You can have a game day experience for less than half the normal price by a Carolina football family pack. Four tickets to the Liberty game, plus a $20 voucher for concessions, a $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. You can go to our website and get this special deal. You can be part of the opening game day experience. Go to chapelbro.com and click on the Carolina Football Family Pack. And that's all you have to do. News around town this morning on WCHL. Head to Hillsboro tomorrow for another round of Last Friday, sponsored by the Hillsboro Arts Council. In addition to the events and happenings downtown, the Burwell School Historic Site is hosting a special performance by the Mount Bright Baptist Church Gospel Choir on the front lawn of the Burwell School at 6:30. It's free and open to the public. Bring chairs and blankets, and punch will be served. The Orange County Department on Aging invites you to an open forum entitled Aging with Arms Stretched Wide and Welcome. Next Thursday, one week from today, September 4th at 7 p.m. at the Seymour Center. The event will be an open conversation about living in the moment, learning to let go, and coping with the experience of loss. The forum will be led by John Sullivan, Emeritus Philosophy Professor at Elon University, and Bolton Anthony, the founder of Second Journey. And Orange County's Housing, Human Rights, and Community Development Department just got a $170,000 state grant to fund home repairs for low-income residents. It's a 2014 single-family rehabilitation program, which provides funds for roof replacements, electrical and plumbing upgrades, new windows and doors, and more. It's open to low-income households with an elderly or disabled person living in the home. To be eligible, your household income has to be below 80% of the area median income, which is $36,800 for a single person or $42,050 for a two-person household. Applications are due by Halloween. If you're interested in applying, you can go to our website for all the contact information at chapelboro.com. It's 8:21. Time for WCHL Championship Sports, and we're going to talk about Carolina football. UNC head football coach Larry Fedora says he can't help but worry that this week's focus on the off-the-field incident has taken some of his players' focus off Liberty.
You know me, I worry about every kind of thing that could be a distraction, but I know this is we've got a large amount of players on this football team that have worked their rear ends off for a long point to get to this point. So it would be a shame and a tragedy to let any kind of distraction to keep you from playing at your best. So that's my job, is to make sure that doesn't happen.
Wednesday's announcement of four suspensions removes cornerback Des Lawrence, MJ Stewart, and Brian Walker. All three of those guys will not play. Also, Donnie Miles is suspended from the season opener against the Flames. They won't even be able to stand on the sidelines. Coach Fedora says he's confident those suspensions won't limit what the Tar Heels can accomplish.
We're not going to change the game plan or anything. We've got other guys that have been preparing to play in those positions also. So now that there's just less depth defensively and on special teams. And a couple of guys may have to move around a little bit to help us in some positions, but we'll get it covered.
number 23, North Carolina. And the FCS Big South's Liberty kicks off at 6 p.m. Saturday, Keenan Stadium. Pre-game coverage here on WCHL starts at 3 o'clock with the UNC Healthcare Countdown to Kickoff, presented by Stanley Martin Homes, live from East Franklin Street downtown on the lawn of University United Methodist Church, right there in the middle of downtown. That's going to be followed by the Good Sports with Artsy and Bob Lee. Hope you will join us for that. There's plenty of buzz around the ACC with the addition of a new team, the latest Heisman Trophy winner and the reigning national champion, top-ranked Florida State's run to the national title, and the arrival of fast-rising Louisville have raised the ACC's national profile. The strength of the league as a whole this season could depend on the arms of numerous unproven commodities at quarterback. Nothing to question about the abilities of Jameis Winston, though. He is returning as the Seminoles' quarterback, and he, of course, won the latest Heisman Trophy given out. At least 10 schools will debut new starting quarterbacks this week in the Atlantic Coast Conference, including three transfers and a couple of true freshmen. Clemson's Cole Stout replaces Taj Boyd. He says concerns might be unfounded. People are underestimating what they have on their team, looking at all the negatives instead of the positives that they have. And we'll all start to answer those questions coming up on Saturday. Of course, some questions about Carolina at quarterback, too. Not about experience, because Marquise Williams got plenty of that last season and had an excellent second half of the season for Carolina after Bryn Renner went down with an injury. But we still don't know if he is going to start, or it could be Mitch Trubisky, his backup last year, who is redshirted last year and who's been pushing Marquise Williams every day in practice. Chances are we're going to see a lot of both of those guys. UNC men's basketball team eased into its 2014-2015 campaign, or they will do so, but the newly released schedule is highlighted by some high-level opponents. The new 15-member ACC is stacked with talent, bringing Louisville into the mix this year. After Syracuse, Pittsburgh, and Notre Dame joined last year, Tar Heels face the Cardinals in a home-and-home conference series this season. Carolina will face Syracuse and Notre Dame in the Smith Center and will also travel to Pittsburgh. Only one of the UNC-Duke matchups is scheduled to be carried on both ESPN and the ACC network this year. The rivalry is the only contest carried by two networks. The ACC network could very well still pick up the season finale in Chapel Hill on March 7th. I bet they will. Out of conference, Tar Heels travel to Lexington, Kentucky to face the Wildcats in mid-December. Last year, Kentucky was here in Chapel Hill, where Carolina handed out an 82-77 defeat of the Wildcats. Over the Thanksgiving holiday, UNC travels to the Bahamas for the Battle for Atlantis. Carolina opens the tournament on Paradise Island against Butler and will face two other opponents out of the group of Oklahoma, UCLA, UAB, Florida, Georgetown, or Wisconsin. Those dying to get to basketball season, you'll be happy. Late Night with Roy comes 3 weeks earlier this year. The unofficial season tip-off is October 3rd. The ACC officially announced the 2014-15 schedules yesterday. To see UNC's full schedule, you can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski's first chance at career victory number 1,000 could come at Atlantic Coast Conference newcomer Louisville in January. ACC released its composite men's basketball schedule on Wednesday. And check it out for everybody. Krzyzewski enters this season with 983 career wins. Duke's 17th game is a trip to Louisville on January 17th. Danny Manning makes his debut at Wake Forest on November 8th against Colgate. North Carolina State will play 15 of its first 18 games in Raleigh, including visits from Tennessee on December 17th and Cincinnati on December 30th. Number 9 UNC women's soccer team is 1-1 on the season. The Tar Heels are heading west, hoping for some revenge, taking on top-ranked and defending national champions UCLA tomorrow night at 10 o'clock our time. Bruins knocked the Tar Heels out of the NCAA tournament a year ago. Meanwhile, Carolina men's team, ranked number 6 in the preseason, begins its regular season in Chapel Hill this weekend. Well, let's talk about the women this morning. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
Head coach Anson Dorrance says he's really encouraged by the play of his talented but young women's squad in the opening weekend of action at the Carolina Nike Classic. The Tar Heels split a pair of games against top-flight competition in the form of number 4 Stanford and Ohio State.
I like the team. I like my team. I think we've got some promise against a very experienced and talented Stanford team. I thought we were the dominant team and created a lot of chances in that game.
That is WCHL's Matt Oakes along with coach Anson Dorrance. There's a lot more to that story. You can get it on our website, chapelbrew.com. The UNC-UCLA game tomorrow night will be televised on the Pac-12 network. It's 8:27 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stokes. Now, here's Art with his look at what's going on and that off-campus incident.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Can we please start another football season without more controversy? This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Okay, so four Carolina football plays either hazed a redshirt freshman or played a prank on him that went badly. Those are the two most reliable reports we have, and I certainly hope it wasn't an assault resulting in a player's concussion, because that would have warranted more than a one-game suspension. Assuming the penalty does fit the crime, and I can't imagine it otherwise with no-nonsense Larry Fedora in charge, can we get on with the season after beating Liberty on opening night? The rest of the schedule won't wait for the Tar Heels to get their act together in the final year of their NCAA probation. Whatever happened with the four suspended defensive players, two of whom were slated to start Saturday night, it was another case of Carolina not getting out of its own way while appearing to do everything right. No one is going to assume that anymore, so let's once and for all be done with all the bad pub. Despite being picked fourth in the ACC Coastal Division, the Tar Heels are ranked in the preseason top 25, which is no place to begin anew if you are already in the spotlight. High on talented players, but low on experience and depth, they cannot afford another poor start with more hype than in either of Fedora's first 2 years. And now this incident, which went undetected for 3 weeks before someone who knew leaked it out, makes the headlines on the 6 and 11 p.m. local news and finds its way onto the crawl at the bottom of ESPN. Programs that have avoided trouble avoid this kind of sensationalism. It's like still paying it forward. I know they are 18 to 20-year-olds, but someone has got to make them understand that the entire program and everyone in it is on a very short leash. Anything happens at all, and the reaction will be, here we go again. A Duke football player faces assault charges, and a state football player loses his eligibility. And those stories come and go in the night. At UNC, the microscope is very sharp, and it will stay that way for the same amount of time the athletic program has been in Dutch. That comes with the territory of being under the glass. Winning games with little or no controversy is the only remedy for what has troubled us. We've done it before. Let's do it again. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair by Brittany. It's 50% off salon services. Choose from two hair treatment options. A shampoo deep conditioning treatment, trim and style, is only $32.50, normally a $65 value. Brittany Moore is a licensed cosmetologist who is now accepting clients at the Company Hair and Nail Salon in Durham on Shannon Road. Brittany is experienced with both cuts and color. She will cater to your personal style and create a look that's just for you. It's half off from Hair by Brittany, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 65 degrees right now. And we're warming up today to a high in the low 90s, about 92, 93. There's a slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm later on in the day. Tonight, we're looking at low in the upper 60s, 30% chance of rain. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a 20% chance of rain and a high in the upper 80s. Looks like a pretty good weekend coming up, although it will be relatively warm. Our high is in the upper 80s on Saturday and on Sunday.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nahn. J.P. Morgan Chase says it is one of at least five U.S. banks hit by Russian hackers targeting checking and savings account information. CBS's Bob Orr in Washington.
A spokesman for J.P. Morgan did give us the following statement. Companies of our size unfortunately experience cyber attacks nearly every day. We have multiple layers of defense to counteract any threats and constantly monitor fraud levels. Now, sources tell us to this point, JP Morgan is not seeing any unusual fraud activity The FBI is not commenting.
Extent of the losses is unclear.
Right now, we really don't know whether actual information is being used for nefarious purposes with this particular data breach.
CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger, cybersecurity expert Mark Rash.
Malware attacks are getting increasingly more sophisticated because as we try to defend against them, the attackers get more sophisticated.
There are reports the breach also includes European banks. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
65 degrees, 830 WCHL, I'm Ron Stutz. UNC football head coach Larry Fedora announced a suspension of four players on Wednesday for violation of team policies and an off-the-field incident.
We're going to hold all of our guys accountable for everything they do, on the field and off the field. And we also have very high expectations for guys in this program, and they didn't meet those expectations.
Cornerbacks Tez Lawrence, MJ Stewart, and Brian Walker, as well as Donnie Miles, will sit out the season opener against Liberty. Coach Fedora said the decision of a one-game suspension is final. He does not foresee further suspensions for those players on the field. He said he also did not expect any other players to be added to the list. Coach Fedora wouldn't say more about what the players did that got them suspended other than violating team policy. He said the investigation by the Office of Student Affairs is ongoing.
We're getting at a point where I had enough information where I could make a decision.
Fedora said he's not been a part of that investigation and that the Office of Student Affairs has complete control. Lawrence and Walker are starters on the defense, both at the cornerback position. Stewart is the top backup at that position, and Miles is a backup at the Ram position. What is the difference, you may ask, between hazing and a prank gone wrong? A UNC source close to the football program says the media has the incident the university is investigating all wrong. This has nothing to do with hazing, according to the source. It was a prank that went wrong, and the kid is horrified that he's been identified. The alleged victim is walk-on redshirt freshman wide receiver Jackson Boyer, who said a number of his teammates physically assaulted him. The incident was first reported by Yahoo Sports as an altercation between multiple players at the Loft Hotel on Highway 54 in the first week of August. The football team was staying there during fall camp. Chapel Hill Police Public Information Sergeant Brian Walker says there were no reports of an incident filed in August at the Loft Hotel. But what is a prank and what is considered to be taking it too far? Former UNC offensive lineman Brian Chaco says pranks happen on a regular basis among football players.
When you have that age group of 18 to 21-year-old young adults together and they spend so much time together, it definitely turns into a brotherhood, into a family atmosphere where, you know, I pulled pranks on my older brother. It's the same kind of thing here. You develop such close relationships that pranks are done quite a bit.
Chaco says people need to be smart about how far they go with these pranks.
Can some guys get carried away? Absolutely. Some students on campus get carried away all the time. And our general public gets carried away sometimes with some certain things. So I think it's just using your best judgment. You got to use your head and make the best decision.
And Chaco tells WCHL that hazing is something the coaching staff stresses that there just isn't time for because there are so many other things that players need to do.
You're so consumed with school, you're consumed with lifting weights, you're consumed with getting ready, obviously, for Liberty or whoever your opponent is.
UNC has a written statement posted in the Student Affairs section of its website. It states, in part, UNC expressly prohibits hazing or any activity that puts a student's physical, emotional, or psychological health and safety at risk. Seven General Assembly candidates, all but one of them Democrats, answered questions and gave brief campaign speeches to an audience last night at North Carolina Central University. The forum was organized by the League of Women Voters for Orange, Durham, and Chatham counties. And WCHL's Danny Hooley was there.
I believe that North Carolina is at a crossroads. I believe that now is the time that we elect people who care about people.
That's Senator Valerie Fouché, a Democrat representing Chatham and Orange District 23. Fouché was one of seven candidates running for the NC General Assembly in 2014 to attend Wednesday's forum in the H.M. Michaud Jr. School of Education Building Auditorium. There were five other Democrats on the stage, including the building's namesake, House Representative H.M. Mickey Michaud, a Democrat who's represented Durham District 31 for more than three decades. During his five-minute speech, Michaud told student voters that he's pushed, by his estimation, about $500 million of NCCU funding through the General Assembly during his career. He also said that the current Republican majority has set North Carolina back, quote, about 140 years in terms of voting rights for African Americans. He recalled a conversation he had with his friend, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., during the 1960s.
Martin instilled in me one thing. We need political power more desperately than any other group in American society.
Michaud also blasted Republican leaders for cutting minority economic development programs from the state budget. Other Durham Democrats in the forum included Senator Mike Woodard, representing Durham, Person, and Caswell, District 22, District 30 Representative Paul Lubke of Durham, and Senator Floyd McKissick Jr. of Durham and Granville, District 20. Lubke criticized Republicans for giving $300 million in tax breaks to, quote, the wealthy, while raising taxes, as he said, on the middle class by adding a 7% tax to movie tickets. Besides Fauci, Orange County was represented at the forum by District 56 Representative Verla Insko. Insko cut into Republicans as well, saying they got it wrong on the economy by believing in a trickle-down theory that, in her words, quote, never worked.
Instead of cutting the fraud and waste, they cut education.
The panel was rounded out by half-turn Representative Robert Reeves II, a Democrat representing District 54 in Chatham and Lee counties, and Herman Joubert, Woodard's Republican challenger for the District 22 Senate seat. Joubert is a substitute teacher and bus driver for Caswell County Schools and the chair of the Caswell County Republican Party. In his remarks, Joubert called the public school system a monopoly that could use some competition. He also made a case for gun rights.
Our founding fathers and the Constitution provided for us the right to keep and bear arms. And that's not anything we should be apologizing about. Any gun, I can place a gun on this table, and as long as it sits there, nobody will get injured.
Fauci's Republican opponent Mary Lopez Carter was not present, nor was Dave Carter, who's running against Insko. Carter and Lopez Carter are married. League of Women Voters of Orange, Durham, and Chatham President Brenda Rogers told WCHL that Representative Greg Meyer of District 50 in Durham and Orange said he could not attend due to a schedule conflict. His Republican opponent Rod Cheney was also absent. You can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 8:39. Professor Lou Margolis has today's commentary on the way next.
It's the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point with the best savings of the summer.
The best.
Drive off in a new 2014 Honda Accord sedan, CVT LX, or with no money down.
No money down.
That's right. Zero due at signing, zero security deposit, zero first month payment.
Zero.
The time to buy is now during the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point.
Crown Honda.
Located on South Point Auto Park Boulevard in South Point. Honda.com.
Subject to credit approval, excludes taxes, tax, and fees. See dealer for details. Expires 9/2/14.
The Kennedy Dental Group has a brand new location at 1721 East Franklin Street in the iconic WCHL building across from the Eastgate Shopping Center. With their spacious new offices, Drs. Jeff Kennedy, Dick Wagner, and Leland Webb are now happily accepting new patients at their convenient location with plenty of free parking. Whether a returning patient or looking for a new dentist, the Kennedy Dental Group is ready for you. Call 919-967-9291 for an appointment or go online at KennedyDentalGroup.com.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
Ah, I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Bread Mints? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott in Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Bread Mints, come to Bread Mints. Eat at Bread Mints every day.
Bread Mints Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius,
the
Beethoven.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active exclusively from AT&T stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance. Submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes. Rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Jay Kreller, Realtor with Tony Hall & Associates. This is the time of year when all thoughts turn to back to school. Even our housing market is school year driven, both because of our excellent school system and our university. But in and around Chapel Hill, houses sell year round, and sometimes fall is when the best deals are found. Our busy spring may have also had an impact on your current market value. So if you're thinking of buying, even casually, it's not a bad time to look. Or if you'd just like to know how this spring has affected your home's value, give me a call. This is Jay with Tony Hall & Associates, where we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
67 degrees in Chapel Hill at 842.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. It is the quiet calm of summer on a college campus, but the quiet this year seems heightened by anticipation of the report by investigator Kenneth Weinstein on the unresolved athletic scandals at UNC. Further, the NCAA, that stalwart institution of educational and athletic integrity, is reopening its investigation of the UNC athletic scandals, although we have heard little during the quiet of summer. Two questions come to mind. First, what good is the NCAA? By any measure, more than enough fodder has emerged to warrant investigation by an athletics oversight body. The purpose of the NCAA is, in its words, to govern competition in a fair, safe, equitable, and sportsmanlike manner, and to integrate intercollegiate athletics into higher education so that the educational experience of the student athlete is paramount. More than enough academic compromise has been exposed at UNC, threats to fairness and sportsmanship, to think that the NCAA might be curious or even motivated to act long before Rashad McCants provocatively spoke about his stunning academic record, or Julius Nongoro agreed to testify about his role in return for having felony charges dropped. As a recent U.S. Senate hearing has suggested, perhaps the real purpose of the NCAA is something other than fairness and a paramount educational experience for students who play big-time college revenue sports. Second, why continue to muck around in the past? I know that many are angered by the often repeated recitation of past events by the News and Observer, like the chorus in a Greek tragedy, each time a new piece of the scandal is revealed. I think repeating the narrative serves a vital purpose. The athletic scandal at UNC and those as yet undisclosed athletic scandals at our sister schools are so stunning, so at odds with what universities should be doing, that the recitation of facts is a kind of scholarly cold water in the face, forcing us to rethink and re-examine how we allowed ourselves to get into this predicament. Looking at the facts this way and that, again and again, may help us to diagnose the problem in order to design appropriate therapy. As one doctor has said, treatment without diagnosis is malpractice. Perhaps Kenneth Weinstein will finally lead us to a diagnosis of what the disease is at Carolina. Sadly, however, even if we arrive at a diagnosis for Carolina, the virus of the corruption of big-time sports, or the bacteria that has caused so many universities to compromise their missions for big-time sports, is still raging in the population. To those troubled by the media's unwillingness to let the past be the past, I remind you of William Faulkner's wisdom in Requiem for a Nun. The past isn't dead, it isn't even past. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
It's back to school time. Are you ready? Hi, this is Barbara Jessie Black, Executive Director of the PTA Thrift Shop, and we can help you get ready for back to school with affordable clothes, accessories, furniture, and home decor. Stop by our Carborough location Monday through Saturday, 8:30 to 6 p.m., and our Chapel Hill location, Monday through Saturday, 8:30 to 6 p.m. We look forward to seeing you there. Happy thrift shopping from your PTA Thrift Shop family. The PTA Thrift Shop, so much more than a thrift store.
It's the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point with the best savings of the summer.
The best.
Drive off in a new 2014 Honda Accord sedan, CVT LX, or with no money down.
No money down.
That's right. Zero due at signing, zero security deposit, zero first month payment.
Zero.
The time to buy is now during the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point.
Crown Honda.
Located on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com.
Subject to credit approval, excludes taxes, tax, and fees. See dealer for details. Expires 9/2/14.
Switzer with the Jets, and he's done it again.
WCHL presents Carolina Football. The Tar Heels are ready for the 2014 season, year three of the Larry Fedora era. And we'll have every single play, every time the Tar Heels hit the field, starting with Liberty, Saturday, in Kinney Stadium. Our exclusive coverage always starts 3 hours before game time with Countdown to Kickoff. Game coverage from Jones Angel and the crew in the Tar Heel Network. It's the beginning of something great. Carolina Football on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL.
Our traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full in Carrboro. Things beginning to settle down now. School buses getting off the roads and everything kind of getting back to midday mode now instead of morning rush hour. If you spot anything anytime, not just in the morning, but anytime throughout the day, that's a real problem as far as traffic is concerned, an accident, or just a slowdown that may be even unexplained, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can talk directly with Rand Northam or whoever you get there on duty in the newsroom. And you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. You can also get in touch with us by tweeting us at WCHL Chapelboro. And a quick look at Glass Half Full, what's going on there. It's the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. And the beautiful garden patio is now open for outdoor dining at the end of the day. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you by UNC Athletics. More on a special deal coming up just a moment here. It is 68 degrees, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s, so a little bit warmer than yesterday, but still not as hot as we had initially thought it was going to get. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain with a low around 68. Tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of rain later today, high in the upper 80s, that's better. Friday night, we'll have a low in the upper 60s with a slight chance of rain. For your weekend, looks pretty good. Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 88. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 70. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain with a high in the upper 80s. So not bad. Carolina football, of course, kicks off the season on Saturday night at 6 o'clock. You can have a game day experience for less than half normal price. A great deal here. Buy a Carolina football family pack. 4 tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, and a $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. And these tickets are normally $50 a piece, so that's $200 right there. Plus, you get the concessions and the merchandise, all for $100. And the way you do that is go to chapelboro.com, WCHL's website. Go to chapelboro.com, click on the Carolina Football Family Pack, and you can get this special deal that you're absolutely going to love. And then we'll see you there. 849 at WCHL. Glad to have you along this morning. Coming up, just a couple of minutes. I'm going to put your thinking cap on and remember back to last hour to what we talked about.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Summer is usually a slower season for selling homes. However, home sales are stronger this summer. One of my listings just sold in 24 hours. If you're thinking about selling or purchasing real estate, it's a good time to do so. Please contact us today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. Rosacea is a common but misunderstood skin condition of flushing, blushing, and breakouts. If left untreated, the symptoms can worsen, and with time, people with rosacea may see a permanent redness in their face. If you've noticed signs of rosacea and are looking for help, request an appointment online with Central Dermatology Center at centralderm.net or call us at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
If you've been waking up with Ron Stutz for days or decades, you've heard the commentators. You can be one yourself. You don't have to be asked. Don't tell me you don't have an opinion. You get a minute and a half to sound off, and you can say about anything. Sidewalks too narrow or too wide? Trees threatened? The schools are working or not? If your concerns are broader, give them a local angle. Ever written a letter to the editor? If so, you've done most of the work. Make an appointment, come in, and read. If you aren't satisfied, do it over. You're in and out in 10 minutes. Stick to one topic. You can always do another. It's amazing that more people aren't standing in line. Imagine in our community where for every three people there are four opinions. Of course, if you do one, Ron may bug you to do more.
The lottery did not fund my education.
Come on, management. Respect your customers in this community.
Pay to park, thus pay to shop.
And this time, pocket change won't do it.
You're not going to get into liberal heaven by being run over by a Prius.
Are you kidding me?
The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHF.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
8:53 at WCHL. Remember last hour, about an hour ago, Wayne Pond had our word of the day. Now, you might think it's just a name, which it is, but it's also an eponym. It's more than just a name. It's become symbolic of something else. If you can call me and tell me the word of the day, and if you can spell it correctly and give me the right definition, if you're the first to do so, I'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Good to go. And your number to call right now is 919-929-WCHL. The word of the day with Wayne Pond is always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? And once again, that phone number is 919-929-WCHL.
August is the official back-to-school season, so Performance BMW is joining the old bandwagon with our own back-to-school event. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Scott had to say about his Performance BMW experience.
The staff was super easy to work with and very friendly. They worked with me on the price and also ended up giving me a much better financing rate than my credit union. The service is seriously amazing.
Now that's a wow. During our August back-to-school event, you can lease a 2014 BMW 320i for $336 per month. Wow.
Stock number B4965. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. Based on MSRP of $36,770 and selling price of $34,400. $2,757 down. Excludes $549 admin fee and tax. Financing with approved credit through BMFS. Offer expires 8/31/2014.
Performance BMW loves to give back to the community. And in honor of our back-to-school event, our nonprofit spotlight this month is PTA Thrift Shop. Learn more about their mission at ptathriftshop.org. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where sales and service specials abound. Or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow!
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Things aren't the same as they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment, but switching our car insurance to GEICO was pretty exciting.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
This is Phil Ford of the North Carolina Tar Heels, and you're listening to WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. 8:56 at WCHL, and congratulations, Carl Smith. Regular WCHL listener who called in with the word of the day. The word is Penelope. P-E-N-E-L-O-P-E, Penelope. Now, you might think that's just a name, which it is, but it's also an eponym. It's come to mean more than just a name. It means faithful wife. It began in literature many, many years ago, back in Wayne Pond's early days. And the word again, once more, Penelope, P-E-N-E-L-O-P-E. Carl Smith, the first person to get in here with the correct answer this morning, and he will get a $10 gift certificate to Crizzers. Or Carl Smith is always good to go. And we'll have another word for you tomorrow morning at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL.
Friends, we want to make you aware of a Diamond Security Administration alert that's currently in effect. Yes, we are members of the DSA, the Diamond Security Administration, and the alert in effect is all about protecting your precious diamonds. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. If it's been more than 6 months since you've had your diamond checked by our professionals, please come and see us. Those little prongs around your diamond are your diamond's security system, and they wear down, they break, and suddenly your diamond can disappear. To protect your diamond, come see us today. Our experts will check it carefully to make sure your security system is doing its job. If there's any danger, we'll tell you what measures are called for to make sure your diamond stays safe. This inspection is absolutely free, and the good news is you don't have to go through an X-ray machine or take your shoes off. Grimble Jewelers, we are your DSA experts, and we'll make sure your diamond is completely safe. Grimble Jewelers, for 30 years, the Triangle's most trusted source for contemporary custom design and fine estate jewelry, offered by perfectionist jewelers and a passionate, knowledgeable staff in a friendly, stress-free environment.
Hello, it's Gaines Steer with the new Last Unicorn message. Quote, we got bored already being retired and all. What's the point if you can't wheel and deal? Close quote. The little boy who cried wolf simply aged out and rehired a dadgum unicorn as a whimsical partner. Good grief. Now, right now, we're opening Unicorn Forest, a new outdoor showroom with lots of pretties. Come wander. The new Unicorn Forest opens September 1st, Labor Day. Previews Saturday and Sunday, August 30 and 31. Do come. Till then, Gaines.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair by Brittany. It's 50% off salon services. Choose from two hair treatment options. A shampoo deep conditioning treatment, trim and style, is only $32.50, normally a $65 value. Brittany Moore is a licensed cosmetologist who is now accepting clients at the Company Hair and Nail Salon in Durham on Shannon Road. Brittany is experienced with both cuts and color. She will cater to your personal style and create a look that's just for you. It's half off from Hair by Brittany, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
Touchdown, Carolina!
The beginning of the Carolina football season will be here soon. The Tar Heels will open with a home game against Liberty Saturday at 6 p.m. in Keenan Stadium. You can count on Countdown to Kickoff starting at 3 only on your News Talk and Tar Heel station. All the games, all season. Pre-game and post-game coverage also streaming live on chapelboro.com. The tradition continues with Carolina football right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Tar Heels, down he goes!
And join us for the UNC Healthcare Countdown to Kickoff starting at 3 o'clock on East Franklin Street, right in front of University United Methodist Church. And that show followed by The Good Sports with Artsy and Bob Lee. Countdown brought to you by Stanley Martin Homes. We hope you will come by and get ready for the Heels season opener, 6 p.m. Part of that game to be played under the lights, of course, in Keenan Stadium. It's going to be nice today. Partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High today in the low 90s. It is going to be hot. No question about that. Right now, 69 degrees and warming up already. I'm Ron Stutz. Got to go. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett.
If I were a J.P. Morgan Chase customer, I'd be checking my accounts daily.
Because of cyber attacks on that bank and four others in this country, attacks that may have originated in Russia, data on checking and savings accounts may have been compromised. But CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger says consumers should not panic.
I would be very careful before making any dramatic action. I think now the bank has disclosed the information to the FBI. We're looking for some clues as to what's going to be happening in the future. The bank will talk about it.
J.P. Morgan Chase acknowledges the security breach. Bank officials, along with the FBI and Secret Service, are investigating. From April through June, the government says the economy grew at a faster-than-expected pace of 4.2%. Last week's first-time jobless claims down by 1,000, down to 298K, another sign of an improving employment picture. But consumers are not that enthused about the track the U.S. economy is taking. New research on that, CBS's Heather Bosch has the story.
Most Americans, 71%, think the recession will have a permanent drag on the economy. Less than half thought it would right after the recession ended. What happened?
The recovery from the recession was very slow and uneven, and more important, people's paychecks didn't increase.
Professor Carl Van Horn says his Rutgers survey asked personal questions about family finances, retirement, and college plans. That's why he says it's less optimistic than the broader consumer confidence report that came out last week.
A second man from the Minneapolis area may have fought and died with ISIS in Syria, so say family members and friends. More from WCCO's Jamie Ukas.
When you say that he's an Islamic extremist and he has been killed in Syria, I think the reaction is, oh no, not again. Because we here in Minnesota, for whatever reason, have become kind of a hotbed for these recruiters to come in.
More than 1,500 deaths reported from the Ebola outbreak in Africa. The World Health Organization says the number of cases could eventually top 20,000. Correspondent Barry Bagnato says researchers in Maryland will be busy next week.
Expediting efforts to develop safe and effective protection against the Ebola virus, the National Institutes of Health will begin human testing of a vaccine next week, along with the drug maker GlaxoSmithKline. Dr.